Mental Health Monday on Radio City Talk, tackling the stigma.
This is Mental Health Monday here on Radio City Talk on Liverpool Live. David Eason in for Mick Coyle, and delighted to say that in the studio we're joined by from Bendy Buddha, or the Bendy Buddha, Paris Paul. Afternoon, Paris.
Afternoon.
I've got to ask you about Bendy Buddha. Where does that come from?
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Sorry. It's a company that I founded, and it includes yoga, health and well-being.
So what do you do? Do you go, I think you're actually going to come in and do some work with everyone here up the tower?
Yeah, you may be one of my students in a few weeks' time.
is it like a course then? Is it different to my students? So
obviously I'm a yoga teacher, and the classes that I put on have the students in them. So when I come in to teach some corporate yoga here in Radio City, you guys will be the students and I'll be the teacher.
Right. So what are we to expect? And it's all about mindfulness, isn't it? So it's not just about exercise and keeping your body going, but it's about your mind as well.
Definitely not. There are massive amounts of physical benefits attached to yoga, of course. But the thing that we're going to focus on here at Radio City is mindfulness and hopefully de-stressing your team and... De-stressing the team and just trying to get you to switch off from your day-to-day job, even if it's just for an hour, so you can gather some headspace and quieten down the talk that we all have in our minds.
So... most of our job is talking, is yakking away, and there's music obviously going. It's a busy place. You're up here today, and you see actually all the tourists are in as well.
Yeah.
But it's any workplace that this can work. We need to be able to find a space, our own personal space, don't we? To just take a bit of a moment.
Definitely, I think everyone today is under a massive amount of pressure. Whatever your job entails, we're all feeling the pressure, especially. Due to the fact that we're attached a lot of the time to a mobile phone or a laptop, emails to answer. And it's just about finding even 10 minutes, it doesn't have to be an hour, out of your day to switch off, to breathe, to check in with the thoughts that you have in, and really trying to keep on top of your mental health and well-being rather than suppressing things until it becomes unbearable, which unfortunately I see a lot of people that are in, you know, stressful environments, and it all becomes a bit too much for them. And we want to try and aim to prevent that.
So is that where your mental well-being does actually have a physical effect as well?
Definitely. So we know that the physical effects of yoga, benefits of yoga, I should say, are, you know, brilliant. They keep you supple, they keep you strong, your bones healthy, your joints healthy. But also when we take time to practice yoga, we keep our minds clear, which in turn helps us, you know, do a better job, be a better person all round, just a lot more relaxed and calm. So the two go hand in hand, really.
So you're going to be working with businesses, not just here at Radio City, but the idea is to actually go in and almost be a regular thing, not just even a full course. It's just part of the working environment is day by day, a bit of yoga.
Definitely just integrating it into your normal work schedule so that it's not, you know, a big stress. You're not thinking, I've got to go to that yoga class. I want you to come and enjoy it and take something away from it, and really giving you the skills and the tools so that it's not just having a benefit for that 1 hour a week where I'm here. You can utilise the skills that I'll give you at your desk, at your lunch break, when you go for a walk, anything like that.
Mindfulness then is it's one of those buzzwords, isn't it?
But yeah, it's very trendy
now. What does it mean? Because is it just about taking that moment of time, or is it more about the ability to take the moment of time, if you know what I mean, to control your day and how your body's behaving?
Yeah, I'd say it was a combination of the two, really. No one's ever going to say to you are not being mindful correctly, if that makes sense. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's individual to each person. But I would say the best way to describe mindfulness is being in the present moment. So a lot of us are guilty of thinking too far ahead into the future, maybe dwelling on the past, and we feel like life is really passing us by very quickly, and we tend to miss out on the important moments. So mindfulness is just about trying to be in the moment and not let things pass you by too quickly, enjoying the moment as it happens.
So what sort of reaction have you had so far? Have you been into businesses and work? You mentioned you've come across
people.
Yeah,
I actually run a yoga studio in Southport.
Yeah.
And the feedback that I get from the students there is amazing, the effect it has on their, you know, mental health and well-being as well as physical. That's really interesting because we get a lot of women and men through the door that just want to come for the fitness aspect of it to begin with. They'll say, I want to come and get really sweaty and I want to do this pose and I want to be this flexible. And then 3 weeks later, they'll come to me and say, you know, I've had a really stressful situation in work and thanks to the classes and the skills that I've learned here, I've been able to get through it. And it's just interesting how people arrive with an expectation of what they're going to get from yoga and leave with something completely different.
Because there is that physical aspect, obviously. Mm-hmm. And is that would that be daunting for someone maybe that they're not going to be sitting in the lotus position obviously people will come to you in all different shapes and sizes, but yoga can work for them all.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, at the beginning of each session, I try to open it and ask everybody to let go of any preconceived ideas that they've placed on the yoga session or any pressures that they've placed on themselves, because that's not what it's about. It's non-judgmental, it's non-competitive, and the postures can be very gentle, very therapeutic, very restorative, and it's just about finding the correct practice for you. Some of it is very athletic, very bendy, but you know, everybody's got to start somewhere, and it's doing something brilliant for your mind and your body, so why wouldn't you give it a go?
But some of it can be in seemingly not too extensive movements. It can it can be very tiring, can't it, really? And it does work you out.
It does work you out, yeah. It's about concentrating on your breath. For that hour that you're on the mat, or half an hour, however long you've got out of your day, the brain is solely focused on breathing and the posture that you're in, which is fantastic, because all day long we are overstimulated by the things that we touched on earlier, like a phone, a laptop, the job that we do. So for you to take time out and just switch off and check in with your breath is massive.
So I mentioned you will be coming in here and we will be your students here up the tower. What will be, you know, again, you mentioned getting everyone in that first lesson.
Yeah.
Getting people to lose preconceptions or whatever is quite difficult to do, and I suppose you have to put them at ease.
Yeah, it's like with anything. Anywhere you go, you arrive with an expectation of what it's going to be like. You've already probably visualised how the session's going to go, and my job is to dispel that myth and hopefully leave you feeling completely relaxed. And when you come back to your desk, you'll feel a lot more at peace, very calm, and hopefully a lot more productive.
Oh, I'm not sure about that here. You need to be productive. Well, yeah, there's not much work going on here anyway. But for someone who might think, actually, that's not for me. I need to really kind of bust a gut to get out of it. I need to run as fast as I can. I need to cycle as hard as I can. That's the only way I de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
That might come as a bit of a culture shock to them.
Certainly, and I'd say they were the people that needed the most. The people who struggle to switch off without some sort of, you know, massive distraction. When you do switch off, you are forced to face yourself and any issues that ever arise, and which many of us run from day to day. So that can be really difficult, but I would encourage them to come to a session, try it, and come with an open mind. If you have a lot of self-talk that is really negative, i.e. this is going to be rubbish, I'm not going to get anything from it, why am I here? Tend to have that outlook on a lot of things in life. So I would say we can start to change that pattern and think more positively and have a better outlook.
And you've got results.
I love those people. I can see them as soon as they walk in the door at the studio and I'm like, I'm going to work on you. you're going to be so positive. Yeah, I like a challenge. And those people are often the ones that really make yoga part of their life, mindfulness, meditation. They wouldn't have it any other way after just a few weeks.
Where do you see this going then? Because obviously it's also a business for you, isn't it? It's part of
it.
It's your career. Yeah. It's the route you're going to be on. Do you think more and more businesses in all sorts of different trades, industries, could do with a bendy Buddha just that everyone can then go to at lunch hour?
100%. I think our demands day to day are growing, so the demand for yoga in the workplace should definitely grow as well. It should be accessible to people. And I think it's fantastic that Radio City are providing that for the workers. You know, they're investing in your mental health and well-being, physical mental health and well-being, and in turn you're going to do a better job, you're going to believe that the company's invested in you to an extent. So I think it just has a really positive effect on the workplace. And future-wise, I would love to go into more corporate situations and deliver yoga, because we talk about the ripple effect. So it's not just the people in the room that I'll be touching that day. They could go home and have an effect on their partner, their child, someone that they work with that hasn't attended the session. And they might just pass on one little tiny bit that they've learned, but that will have an effect on that person, and so on and so on.
So where's your business plan taking you? What's the idea for the future of Bendy Buddha?
Worldwide domination.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Well, to an extent. As I said, I'm based in Southport at a studio that I founded there called Yoga Euphoria. That's the home. That's where I'm based day to day. And coming into workplaces, schools, we're planning to go into schools and talk to young children about mindfulness and yoga and how that can have a positive impact, you know, starting them so young on it, maybe becoming a way of life for them.
Well, that's interesting, because school kids, particularly primary school kids, seem to be more and more pressured and stressed, mm-hmm. and so many more exams they have to do and tests, and the ability to, like you say, just take yourself away and out of it. Or if it is a more structured class, you say, well, this is downtime. This is where we're going to look after our brains.
Yeah.
If you can start that early, that must be... Well, that it can only help them in future, can't
it? And they're really good at it. Whenever I teach children's yoga, it's a breeze compared to teaching an adult's class, because they have no expectations. They don't place any pressure on themselves. They are not bothered about what the person next to them thinks. They are very in tune with their mind and how to switch it off. It's really, really interesting to watch. And it's quite heartwarming. We talk a lot about kindness and compassion with the kids, and seeing how they help and encourage each other is really touching. So again, coming back to that ripple effect, it'll have a knock-on effect on their behaviour, how they treat people in the classroom, how they treat the teachers, their family at home. So again, another positive impact that we can make through yoga and mindfulness.
Well, that must be great to see if you... And also... strange in a way that you see a change in a child who you never want to see a stressed 5-year-old, do you? But they, I mean, it does happen.
No, but they can get stressed. I mean, 5-year-olds now are exposed to social media. They have a vast amount of information available to them through the internet. You know, peer pressure is massive for them. So for them to just be in a safe environment where they can focus on their breath, they can look after their bodies, they can chill out, is so beneficial for them. I believe every child should have the access to yoga and mindfulness.
And you mentioned the stresses and obviously social media stresses, which is, you know, and online bullying and bullying in general. I mean, if you can control your own feelings and your own mind in that situation, not just 5-year-olds, but teenagers as well, can just take themselves out of that and just take that moment, how much of a difference do you think that yoga could make in that kind of situation?
I think if we get in there early enough, it could make a massive difference. Children now are judging themselves on how many likes they get on an Instagram photo, or the filters they can put on a Snapchat photo, which, you know, comes with its benefits, but we really need to instill in them that that's not what it's about, and you know, they're loved, they're looked after, and that they can take care of their own mind and not be worried about things online.
Yeah, that need for a like is, or whatever, is if you can be quite happy with just your own, just being on your own and liking what you've done and being proud of yourself or whatever you do during the day, it's that control, isn't it? But it's not quite as... I think control is almost a strong word. It's kind of taking you out of it. It's just a belief in yourself, really.
I think it's just about instilling confidence and self-love. You know, as I said, then we talk about kindness and compassion, and how children talk to themselves is quite cruel nowadays. You know, they don't have a lot of respect for themselves. They're not talking kind thoughts to themselves. They're actually really down and out on the whole Instagram, Snapchat thing. So if we can get in there and, you know, give them a little bit of space from that and build up their self-worth again, I think that would be really beneficial.
Sounds good. And we look forward to you coming back up the tower.
Yes.
And working your wonders.
Exciting.
Some people they need more work than others. Let's just say that.
You can point those ones out to me.
I will. Don't worry about that. It'll all be in the email. Paris Parr from in Southport. It's Yoga Euphoria.
Yoga Euphoria in Southport. Yes.
And you are the Bendy Buddha.
That is the home of Bendy Buddha.
The home of Bendy Buddha. So you're not the self-styled Bendy Buddha. There are several Bendy Buddhas out there. Is that what we say?
No, it's just me at the
beginning. Okay.
For now, it's just me, but you never know. There might be a whole army of Bendy Buddhas one day.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure. Paris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And see you in a couple of weeks. And hopefully, listeners, you will hear all those results, as Mick will probably be so much more chilled out in a few weeks. But it would be great to... Just get more involved and see you back up in the tower very, very soon. That's Paris Parr from Bendy Buddha. And this has been Mental Health Monday.
Mental Health Monday on Radio City Talk. Tackling the stigma.